code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Walker. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on February 7th, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest that you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Over 1,000 audios for download there, and help yourself to what I put out, because I try and piece together the big system you've been born into, which were parents and your grandparents before you, and how literally we've been all living through a big, it's a scripted scenario, basically. Our lives have been scripted. The major wars, amalgamations of continents together, the free trade deals, the free travel, basically, between borders or over borders of labor is all part of it, too. And, of course, the productions as well, all the things that they make. So we're living through something that was written out 100 years ago and published in many different books by the guys who designed it, in fact. And, of course, they want to bring in a planned society with experts ruling everything. And that's what we have today. You can't watch the weather program without them telling you to get an umbrella because it's going to rain today, like little children. Unfortunately, lots of folk are used to this now. They've grown up with it, and they wait for the expert to come on and tell them what to do. And it's the same with the general media, who give us our thoughts into the reality. It's not the real reality, but it's the alternate one we're given for the bottom. That's how things truly are run. So make sure you make use of that, and you'll find out too that if you go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, all the sites listed there have audios, and they all have transcripts too in English for print up. And if you want to go into and can get some print up from other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu. Number two, you bring me to you. You're the audience that bring me to you, so you can help me keep going, because I'm not out here to create an empire. I just want to get the word out before something happens, in any fashion, that is, even personally, who knows. And you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can use a personal check from the U.S. to Canada still. You can send cash. You can use PayPal. You can use an international postal money order from the post office, which is very good, gets here pretty quickly. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Remember, straight donations really are welcome. That's generally what scrapes me through. And what I do is chronicle events to go through them and go back into history to talk about different people who wrote about it long, long time ago, each part of it. So they're all specialists in their own areas of social psychology, etc., and social sciences. Now they're all amalgamated together, really, with the behaviorists and the neuroscientists, and they're working big time with the military and all governments. But as I say, you can buy the books and discs and so on and help me get going, and so I can keep these sites up for as long as I can, until they maybe get pulled for some misdemeanor or whatever they can get the lawyers to go through. Who knows? Because that's how they're doing it today. Because censorship is definitely here. And censorship in many ways, in fact, even in Australia, they're bringing quiet trains where you can't say much above a whisper in the trains. And I can understand, too, in Russia, there's a lot of people yapping on their cell phones and giving their personal life away to everyone, that kind of thing. You can put it off, I think. But at the same time, too, everyone's been trained to obey. Same with the cameras. We don't act the same way as we would normally out in the open when you know you're being watched on cameras. They know this is behavior modification, and we help train ourselves because we're conscious of all these cameras watching us. This is big-time Skinnerian stuff with behaviorism. But you'll find, as I say, that there's not an area that missed in school. It's very important, of course, because the exact school system we're going through now was drafted up by the League of Nations, the precursor of United Nations, with the state giving the children a new morality. Back with more after this break.
Brax X-Slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix. And as I said before, the state eventually was to give the new morality teachings, basically the social teachings, the new social agenda to the children, and the parents would just be responsible for feeding the children, basically clothing them, etc. And that was by Bertrand Russell, who was a big player in the whole agenda, big player internationally. He was all the big international meetings with the communists, the fascists, you name them, he was there. And of course, after World War II, he kept on churning out his books and meeting with the Macy Group and different groups to do with that very thing, altering behavior by basically bypassing the old morality. They call it contaminated morality. That's the old-fashioned stuff where you didn't slaughter each other on the streets and give the children their new morality. He also wanted to promote free love, something that was on the go from late 1800s with H.G. Wells. He was paid to put that stuff out. And it's not at all. The whole lot's been done. So there's a lot of fallout, too. But anyway, here's the latest thing to do with your mind. See, your mind is everything. It's no firewall, as I say, and I've said many times. So your mind is the primary target for controlling the public. The first method of control is simply intimidation by police, you see. Most will buckle under and behave themselves because of the threat of force. That's within the actual force itself, if you don't. And that's why the media will always churn out stories that keep you afraid of some guy goes crazy and the cops grab him, etc. Remember, all police reporting dramas on television to do with hospitals. Now, that's complete propaganda. And same with police stories and detective stories and movies. Propaganda, nothing more. That's his job. But anyway, leading neuroscientists believe that the UK government may be about to sanction the development of nerve agents for British police that would be banned in warfare under an international treaty on chemical weapons. Now, for those who can still think, I'm sure you're, things are clicking into place from different articles I've read over the years. But this is coming, and I'm sure it's actually here and developed already, by the way. Whenever they announce these things, they're thinking about it. They've all got the stuff ready. Never mind the fact they're spraying you from the air all the time. This is a high-level group of experts has asked the government to clarify its position on whether it intends to develop incapacitating chemical agents for a range of domestic uses that go beyond the limited use of chemical irritants such as CS gas for riot control. This is the experts were commissioned by the Royal Society. That's that big bunch again. That if you're a scientist at all, that once you get a Nobel Prize, you have to belong to it. Because they fashion the direction of all sciences. The UK's National Academy of Sciences to investigate new developments in neuroscience that could be of use to the military. He concluded that the government may be preparing to exploit a loophole in the Chemical Weapons Convention, allowing the use of incapacitating chemical agents for domestic law enforcement. And the 1993 convention bans development, stockpiling, and use of nerve agents and other toxic chemicals by the military, but there's an exemption for certain chemical agents that could be used for peaceful domestic purposes such as policing and riot control. The British government has traditionally taken the view that only a relatively mild class of irritant chemicals agents that affects the eyes and respiratory tissues such as CS gas are exempt from the treaty and then only strictly for use in riot control. But the Royal Society Working Group says the government shifted its position to allow the development of more severe chemical agents such as the type of potentially dangerous nerve gases used by the Russian security forces to end hostage sieges. Development of incapacitating chemical agents ostensibly for law enforcement purposes raises a number of concerns in the context of humanitarian and human rights law, as well as the Chemical Weapons Convention report says. So the UK government should publish a statement on the reasons for its apparent recent shift in position on the interpretation of the CWC's law enforcement position. The Royal Society Group points to a 1992 statement by Douglas Hogg, the then Foreign Minister, Office Minister, who indicated that riot control agents were the only toxic chemicals that the UK considered to be permitted for law enforcement purposes. But in 2009, ministers gave a less restrictive definition suggesting the use of incapacitating chemical agents would be permitted for law enforcement purposes as long as they were in the categories and quantities consistent with the permitted purpose. This is Professor Rod Flower, a biochemical pharmacologist at Queen Mary University of London, said the latest scientific insights into human brain is leading to novel ways of degrading human performance using chemicals. You can actually walk around in a stupor with some of these agents, actually, and they initially designed them for military purposes, where you could certainly simply, you know, either use mortar or whatever to deliver the gases, and or you could do it from the air, and then watch them all just walk around like zombies. And that's what's to be used on the public. But even though they say they're not allowed to, believe you me, even back in Thatcher's time, they had a whole bunch under martial law ready to go. Things like canning agents, they call it too. Other ones would spray an aerosolized form of Valium and other sedatives, basically, because it's under the sedative category, even as a tranquilizer. But they'll never ever tell you everything they're ready to do under, you know, wartime guidelines. They'll never tell you. But they have all that ready. Same in the States, too. They have the ability to fly over whole cities to neutralize panic in times of terrorism or blown-up buildings or whatever. And they have the same stuff, aerosolized stuff, to spread over the people. But also to go back to the story, it was back in November, and it was about San Francisco cut cell services to avert protests. We all heard about it at the time that they'd actually cut off all cell services. They just blocked them all. And and this without coming out with it too, it's politicians in London debate whether or not social media services should be shut down to prevent possible crimes. An American transit company did just that. A debate area rapid transit interrupted cell phone service on its platforms to prevent a possible protest. That's what it's all about, protest. A guy was killed, apparently, during a confrontation with the transit police, and they didn't want a riot to start, so it'll be used for many more things than that, I'm sure. And Australia, too, they're giving out this from Planned Parenthood, that lovely organization that aborts all over the world. It's funding to do it all, too, mind you. And was started off by Margaret Sanger, who was a friend of Stalin and Hitler, loved both of them. And she called children weeds, by the way, for the women who don't know that. And it says health experts have released a confronting guide to sexual behavior in children, using a traffic-like system to classify everything from masturbation to sexting. And it's normal, developed by Family Planning Queensland. It uses red, amber, and green coding to advise parents of what is normal behavior, such as three-year-olds playing doctors and nurses, as well as worrying such as a 13-year-old obsessed about pornography. Authors say the guide will help confuse parents after report. See, the parents are confused because every generation is degenerated by the media, by our entertainment, and so they don't know anymore what's right and wrong. I mean, that's how bad it is now. We've had teachers in Canada doing lap dances for the children. You know, the young teachers. As it says, the authors say the guide will help confuse parents after reports. Some fathers were worried about washing their young children in the bath because of fears it could be misconstrued as inappropriate. It's true, true enough, dads are scared to do anything now. They stand there, you know, all limp and just, oh, what do I do? In case somebody reports them. The guide says there's nothing wrong with children under five asking about or wanting to touch the nude bodies of familiar adults because it shows natural curiosity, but also shows, depending who it was, a touch of incest as well. Holly Brennan, a child sexual abuse prevention expert. These are experts again, you see. Who helped write the book said some parents would find it confronting. There's advice around for professionals, but parents have to deal with these issues every day. And she's an expert. She knows these things. Ms. Brennan said the wide use of the internet and mobile phones meant parents needed to be particularly aware of the risks of their children sent sexually explicit messages or nude photos of themselves. It was not a harmless part of growing up. So now the parents know that. Family planning WA education consultant Michelle Lambert says parents would get information about their children's nutrition, but it's always been hard to get advice on sexual behavior. Most important thing parents can do is to be open with their children. Australian Family Association President John Barrick said he supported parents and children being given balanced information, but he was concerned there was still a basic premise that it was normal for teenagers to engage in sexual activity. We're not saying sex is a dirty word with so many unwanted pregnancies and sexual diseases around. What we need to be saying to young people is that you don't need to be having sex yet, he said. I mean, children aren't allowed to just grow up normally anymore, are they? You can't be a child anymore. And believe you me, the internet is so, as always from the beginning, and the boys who ruled it, which was the military, made sure there was enough porno up there. Still do, obviously. And they can find everybody. Everybody they can track down. They just can't find out who the porno guys are and just block them. Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, a Canadian MP, strange enough, has come out. Stephen Woodward, where Woodworth is called, wants human rights for the unborn children. And it says, a Conservative MP is defying his party's leadership with a move to rewrite Canadian laws to extend human rights to unborn children. Kitchener MP Stephen Woodward is taking aim at a section of the Criminal Code that defines a child as a human being only when it can breathe on its own and is severed from the umbilical cord. He says the law was first drafted in Britain in the 1700s, but it's based on limited medical knowledge that needs to be updated. And it's true enough because there's a lot of fetal distress, etc., that go on, and you get to do a cesarean or do whatever you have to do to get the child out quickly, and it hasn't been born yet, right? But it's true. How dare they just limit a human being to one that's got an umbilical cord still attached? Back with more after this break.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and in New York, too, now that we've got this wonderful society that Bertrand Russell helped bring in. I mean, Russell himself had experimental schools back in the 20s, and he was given royal charter to have them, where he could do things he could normally do, it'd be illegal with the children. Part of it was to try and get them into pre-pubertal sexual relationships in order to break the need for bonding with a person right down through their life to see if that would happen. Of course, it did. And but the problem is, too, they become obsessed with sex. They really do. They have an awful lot of problems afterwards when they start pre-puberty. But anyway, again, and he also said they'll give them a new morality, which we've all lived through. It says, parents sue after kindergarten children, this is New York, regularly touched and kissed, touched and kissed while their teacher's back was turned. There's more to than that. Parents of two pupils are suing New York City after they claim five-year-olds in a kindergarten class took their clothes off and kissed and touched each other intimately under their desks while the teacher was in the classroom. Now, for those who don't remember the articles I've read over the years, even when Bill Clinton was in, the big thing came out of the United Nations then was communal masturbation for children in the United Nations. And even the, I don't remember what they call it, the one of the general, whatever, of the health, the whole of the U.S. was actually promoting it, and then that's what got her out. It was a bit too early. We're quite contaminated as we are now. I mean, we really get updated very quickly now in contamination. And so anyway, it says the activity is set to have taken place at the elementary school in Amsterdam Avenue, Washington Heights, for 4 months without parents being informed. It says 7 children were said to have been showing their body parts to each other and kissing and touching as the teacher had her back turned. Well, how long should it turn from his strip off and all the rest of it, right? And she wouldn't hear that happening. But, one mother told the New York Post they were exposing themselves and showing their body parts to each other. For what I understand, they were kissing and touching. They were trying to say that my daughter was inviting these children to do this to her. This is the school's response. They, the school, explained the teacher had her back to the children, but it wasn't that long. They must have been moving like Charlie Chaplin in these old black movies, you know. She must have had her back turned for a very long time to do for them to do things like they did. The woman has since removed her daughter from and transferred to another school in New Jersey, the Post reported. Last week, she and the mother of a boy in the class filed notices of claim against the city, each seeking $5 million in damages. Notices of claim are required before a lawsuit can be filed. The notices allege that activity by 4 to 7 children took place from September until January. The mother of the boy reported to the school after hearing about what was taking place in October. A report of complaint was made by the school on December 21st, but it did not notify the NYPD or school superintendent and informed parents of other children on January 3rd, several months after the alleged activity began. So the principal, Teresa Luger, and the DOE declined to comment, it says here. And there's lots of this going on. It's all over the place. But this is how they give you a new morality, you see. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's nothing wrong. And five-year-olds, and you can't have these old, silly restrictions like your parents had, or your grandparents, maybe. And again, the United Nations is sanctioning all this behavior. I can see your hand behind this one. Definitely. Definitely. No talk, no problem at all. And this one here is about the wonderful fallout we have of all the stuff we have today, where literally the state brings up the child, gives its morality, and counselors for all problems and all kinds of problems. But here's about one of a teenager, a female, who likes to murder folk, and it says, "I just effing killed someone, and it was amazing." The thick diary of entries of teen who strangled and stabbed a 9-year-old neighbor. It says, she wrote, "As soon as you get over the, oh my God, I can't do this feeling, it's pretty enjoyable. Okay, I got to go to church now." Olson's mother called killer not even human at the hearing on Monday. She's a Missouri teenager who admitted stabbing, strangling, and slitting the throat of a young neighbor girl, wrote in her journal the night of the killing that was amazing and pretty enjoyable experience, then headed off to church with a laugh. The words written by Alisa Bustamante were heard read aloud in court Monday as part of a sentencing hearing to determine whether she should get life in prison or as little as 10 years for the October 2009 murder of her neighbor, 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton, in a small town west of Jefferson City. Bustamante, 18, sat silently, occasionally glancing at those testifying about her, often looking down the side. As law enforcement officers, attorneys, and forensics experts read aloud her innermost thoughts that she recorded as a 15-year-old high school sophomore. And it says, the most poignant part of the testimony came when a handwriting expert described how he was able to see through the blue ink that Bustamante had used in an attempt to cover up her original journal entry on the night of Elizabeth's murder. He then read the entry aloud in court. "I strangled them and slit their throats and stabbed them. Now they're dead." Now it's plural, so they've only got a charge of one, so I don't know where that one came from. And then she says, "It was amazing." And the journal entry was presented to the judge not long after Elizabeth's mother and other relatives pleaded with Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce to impose the maximum sentence. So, you know, that's just the way it is these days. It's just a common enough story. Pretty sad, but that's the way things really, really are. And this article here, Los Angeles, the entire staff at Los Angeles Elementary School is being removed while authorities investigate horrific allegations of sexual abuse by two of the school's teachers, one of whom is accused of blindfolding children, taping their mouths, and photographing them in the classroom. He was also given them semen for a taste test, and they were blindfolded. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix and reading this article, one of many, again, it's very common across the world now. So we're global, you see, we're all with the same curriculum and the same indoctrination. They all watch the same Hollywood stuff and music television. And all the little magazines are encouraging them to do whatever they want in a sexual manner. Anyway, it says that the entire staff at Los Angeles Elementary School has been removed while authorities investigate horrific allegations of sexual abuse by two of the school's teachers, one of whom is accused of blindfolding children, taping their mouths, and photographing them in the classroom. Now, these kind of things can't go on, you see, without other teachers knowing. This is just impossible. Anyway, the Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent John Deasy said Monday night that more than 120 staff members of the Miramonte Elementary School, everyone from the principal and teachers to the cafeteria workers, were being replaced temporarily as because of full investigation of the allegations will be disruptive and staffers will require support to get through the scandal. Then they fall out over themselves trying to see what they're doing to get to the bottom of it and so on. It's a whole bunch. But they're getting other teachers in to take over for a while the investigations go on. And if they really scroll down on this link, and I'll probably link stuff at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, remember, at the end of the broadcast. And they say these particular teachers, as I say, one of them blindfolded the children and even used sperm as a taste test thing, but they were blindfolded. And it says one of them was called Berndt, B-E-R-N-D-T. 61 was charged last week with committing lewd acts on children, on 23 children ages 6 to 10. appearance would have dealt with this guy. And the cops would have looked the other way. That's how it was. You know, the old days that were just contaminated and bad, you know. Just Brent, who worked at the school for 32 years, remains jailed on $23 million bail and could face life in prison if convicted. Some neuroscientists will get him off. Well, he can't help it, you see. He's got this little part in the brain. See this little smudge here? And that's how it will be. I'm not kidding you. Springer taught at Miramonte for his entire career. This other guy was started in 1986. He taught second grade. The school board is scheduled to discuss firing him at a closed-door meeting Tuesday. Why is it a closed door? Investigators say they know of no connection between the Miramonte cases. Baird and Springer know each other and took their classes on at least two joint field trips in the past decade. These are always the guys who want to go off on field trips, according to the LA Times. More than a quarter of the students at Miramonte were absent from school Monday, while parents demanded more protection at school, with attendance reaching just 72%. And anyway, they'll go at it on, and they'll drag it on and try to clear themselves. Schools all do that. It's big cash involved, not just schools, you see. And they have to try and clear it up, you know. But the other ones, teachers would definitely know what's going on. They can't keep that thing quiet. The children at school yap all the time, too. And apart from that, the teachers are listening in all the conversations and the laptops and everything, so they know what's going on. And then we have the one to do with another one, I think, from LA 2, where one cop in particular, actually, were getting women to undo their bras, claiming that they could hide things in there, hide things, you see, like terrorist things and all that. And he was going around the town doing all that. And that was, it's Las Vegas, actually. A Las Vegas patrol officer was arrested, allegedly prompting him, at least two women to expose their breasts to him during traffic stop. Other ones would think nothing of it down that place, I'm telling you. According to police paperwork, 33-year-old John Norman faces charges for felony and gross misdemeanor, oppression under the color of law, felony coercion, gross misdemeanor, and open and gross lewdness. One incident happened December 28, 2011, when Norman allegedly told a woman to take off her bra and groped her in a church parking lot during a traffic stop. According to the woman who was pulled over, Norman told her he needed to search the bra because women hide things in there. She told the authorities she would not have consented to the search had not been a police officer. Every chef is getting trained to simply obey. You know, the black uniform. Okay. She claimed she was scared of what would happen if she didn't comply with the orders. Well, she'd probably have tasered her. Another incident reportedly happened June 23rd when Norman told of a woman and her cousin driving on East Flamingo. He told them it was a high crime area and questioned them. One of the women had warrants for traffic offences. Norman handcuffed her, searched her again, asking her to shake up her bra several times. So, you see, government is all wacky today. And the ones who work for government are all wacky because most of society is all bloody wacky. That's why. We've all been brought up with the new normals that are completely dysfunctional. They were meant to be dysfunctional. They won't stop it, you see, because the big agenda is that you must get pre-pubertal sex really raging and make sure that they continue all through their lives. They'll never mate and stay with a single partner. And that way they won't have children. That was the whole idea behind it. See? And then PA College machine dispenses morning after pill. That's the abortion pill. Students at Pennsylvania University can obtain the morning after pill from an unusual source, a vending machine at the campus health center. It says that the vending machine at Schippenberg University's Etter Health Center provides the Plan B emergency contraceptive along with condoms, decongestants, and pregnancy tests. Vice President for Student Affairs Roger Serra says the machine was installed after a request from the Student Association. A survey found that 85% of student respondents supported it. So it's available without a prescription to anyone 17 or older. Of course, the younger ones will just ask somebody older to get it from. The drug isn't covered or subsidized by the school. Instead, it's supplied for $25, the school's cost to the pharmaceutical company, and less than off-campus pharmacies. So, yes, big pharma again into everything. This other article, mothers furious as 13-year-old girls are given contraceptive implants at school without their knowledge. This is in Britain, this one. She saw worldwide, same agenda. Parents refused the effort discounting that National Health Service managers have been giving their daughters contraceptive implants in school without telling them. Initiatives in Southampton to combat teenage pregnancies I wonder why they've got all these pregnancies. Isn't that a weird thing? But nobody's asked that question. Because then they'd have to get on to, well, where's all the info coming from, apart from the so-called sexual education courses where they're using porno films now. That's what teaches them, pornographic films. And they'd have to maybe criticize big organizations that are, like, you know, music, television, etc., that are pumping this stuff out to them. And they'll never do that. Never, ever. They've never in my life done that, you know. Government never says, we better look at Hollywood and we must look at music television. No, they'll never, ever do that, because that's the big agenda. So this shift instead happened to combat teen pregnancy. Was criticized. One mother said it was morally wrong that her daughter had been given an implant between lessons. That terrible old-fashioned word, morality, it's all relative, you know, relative morality. You know, it's just wherever it goes. She said she was horrified that neither he nor his GP had been told her daughter had been given the 4-centimeter device that implants it under your skin. So she's very angry, etc., etc. And, of course, you know, it says it consists of a 4-centimeter thin flexible tube inserted under the skin of the upper arm by a specially trained nurse or doctor. It releases the hormone progesterone to stop the release of an egg from the ovary, thereby preventing pregnancy. The implant works for 3 years before it needs to be replaced and is 99% effective. It doesn't rely on remembering to take the pill at the same time each day. However, it can disrupt periods during the first year or even stop them completely while it is implanted. Some women have complained of headaches, acne, nausea, and breast tenderness in the first few months of use. Some research, and it's quite a lot of research, has suggested it may slightly raise the risk of breast cancer. And the studies are ongoing. So, the parents really have no say in anything anymore. Bert Russell said that. He said at one time, we used to think they would have to separate the parents from the children when the children were born in order to give them the proper indoctrination, you see. Very, very communistic. I told you the fascists and the communists are in bed together, you see. And he says then we realized through his own experiments with the school, his own little school, he was given permission to run with the prepubertal children, engaging in sexual activity, he says he realized that through scientific indoctrination, this is in his own book, Scientific Indoctrination, he says, we found we don't need to take the children away from the parents now. Just 4 or 5 hours in school with scientific indoctrination will override any input of morality that the parents are trying to put on the children when they get back home. That was perfected in the 1920s. 1920s. But that's really how it goes, isn't it? Another thing that's amazing to me is body, is cancer. And it says here, new cancer cases are up 30% by 2030. Here's a profession that doesn't know what causes the cancer, except it's irritation, either viral or chemical or whatever. And they can't tell you much about it. And it do slash and burn techniques using chemicals have used for about 40, 50 years. I keep changing the names to tell you there's a new one that's better. And then, of course, the price goes up too. But anyway, they can predict it's going to go up 30% by 2030. We don't know what causes it, but it's going to go up 30% by 2030. Yeah. It says the figures released to coincide with World Cancer Day reveal new cases of cancer could rise 30% in the UK by 2030. And then it says here, that new cases of cancer could rise 30%, blah, blah, blah. Experts said, well, because we don't know. Well, how do you know it's going to go up 30%? The UK ranked 16 out of 27 countries in the European Union for the predicted rise in cases, according to the data from the World Cancer Research Fund, issued to publicize World Cancer Day on Saturday. I got a big glossy magazine through the Post this recently. Must have cost a fortune. That's where the money goes. High, high pay for those characters. And how much research have they been doing on cancer for how long? And what did they tell you? Well, we don't know, you know. Oh, we can slash it and burn it and radiate it and give you all this toxic stuff that might kill you. We don't know, but you know, we're just confused. But we can tell you it's going up 30%. So, estimates suggest in 2030 there will be 396,000 new cases of cancer in the UK compared with 304,000 new cases in 2008, a 30% rise. The data differs to figures released by the Cancer Research UK in October, which predicted the number of new cancer cases by the 5% between 2007 and 2030 to 432,000 per year. I guess they're going to change the mix in the spraying that they're doing daily on over our heads. That's probably what's going to up it, you know. Plus, we'll get more inoculations now, too. Lots more. And they want to give you a whole bunch of new inoculations, plus boosters every year, right through your whole life, to make sure that you, you know, come down with something and you're completely sterile. So anyway, it's I've got a laugh at the stuff they give you, the experts, you know. Scientists estimate about a third of the most common cancers in UK and other high-income countries could be prevented by maintaining a healthy weight, being more physically active, and eating more healthily. Eating more healthily, doesn't sound right. Anyway, you can't afford real food anymore, most folk, because we're all in austerity. Because of the wonderful bankers, all planned that way, mind you. And we're eating chemicalized garbage. The average supermarket is the dumping ground for the waste, the toxic waste from chemical companies. When you read what's on everything, in the packets, everything. That's what it is. It's poison, toxic. Normal food is now called organic food. We can't afford it. So unfortunately, these cases are just as bad, if not worse, in non-European countries, and the predicted increase in global cancer cases between 2008 and 2030 is 67% in some countries, from 12.6 million to 21.2 million. It's due to an increase in the adult population as well as an aging population. We've always had an aging population. From the time when we came out of the caves, shortly afterwards, people were aging, eh? They're trying to make it the first time people got old. Tonight, I'm also putting up a link to a radio show in the US where the host actually had a call-in by a neurosurgeon who just attended Washington's meeting for neurosurgeons to do with the new Obamacare that's coming up. And what they do is when you go in, if you're 70 or over, and probably I'll go down to 60, if you're 70 or over and you've had a mild stroke or something like that, in comes an ethics committee. Now, not doctors, an ethics committee to say, look, oh, yeah, it looks old to me. And you'll decide, and what does he do? Well, they're retired, so on. Are they a somebody or a nobody? Well, they're really a nobody. And they put you down whether or not you're going to have treatment, minimalistic treatment, before the surgeons can even see you. And I'll put this link up tonight, and you'll hear him talking in the call-in show. You hear the neurosurgeon talking about it. And that's what they've got planned under Obamacare for you. See, they've got all that in Britain already. They actually mark your chart at the bottom with a code, and it tells you if you don't resuscitate this one. You know, the other ones will all be, oh, resuscitate this guy. He's important in the community. It's all to do with value-based treatment. What's your value to society? What's your value to the community? We're in the system that I was reading about from the big boys when I was wee, small. Talking about it then. So, and cancer, believe you, was almost unheard of at one time. You, believe it or not, you actually had people in their 70s and 80s and 90s years ago. You actually did have. It's like the first time I've had this in history. Utter rubbish. And cancers were very incredibly rare, especially certain types. Now they're common. Very common. But again, that's depopulation for you, isn't it? Another article to do, too, you've already heard about the infrastructure bank. We talked about in the US, and it went kind of quiet. I've got a link tonight from Business Week, and it tells you they're actually starting them up state by state, very quietly. The California State Teachers Retirement System, the second largest U.S. public pension, said it will invest $500 million in infrastructure projects such as water lines and mobile phone towers. The pension fund will make investments in two parts over 18 months through Australia's Industry Funds Management Pty Limited, said Ricardo Duran, spokesman for the California Retirement System. Investments will be placed primarily in North America and Europe, Duran said. $144.8 billion pension fund is ramping up a new program to invest in infrastructure as a way to hedge against inflation, and build stable long-term revenue sources. The California Public Employees Retirement System, the largest public pension in the U.S., with $233 billion, has a similar program. So, see, they're getting exactly what they want one way or another. You see, you're already paying taxes to be roads to be done. All that stuff. Many times over, by the way, like before, after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting the matrix. We've got the callers now, and there's Bob from Texas hanging on the line there. Hey there, Bob.
Hey, Alan. You hear me?
Yes.
I thought I'd try my real positive voice here.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand it. You know, you get to a point where you get tired of that fake stuff you hear all the time. You know, some of my people, I post on Facebook a lot of this stuff, my pictures of chemtrails and this and that. And so much of the stuff on that you see on Facebook, you know, people are talking about the football games, the, you know, all these little sayings, these canned sayings, and it feels very futile.
Yeah.
That's just something I'm throwing out. But, you know, interesting that you're talking about all this tonight. I've been reading on Bertrand Russell, The Impact of Science on Society. It's just an amazing, everything that you're talking about tonight is, you know, the social psychologist of the future. teacher will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. You know,
right.
These people are, I cannot believe that this has been out here for years, and I didn't read it. You know, you should be in the educational system, because they don't, you know, this stuff is out there for them to read. They hide all this from everyone, you know, and it's sick. It really is. It's absolutely sick.
It's sick, but the whole social indoctrination system has been used.
In school, they're doing this to children. They've done it to us. Like I said, we have been contaminated.
That's right.
You know, and when you read this stuff, this book right here, if anyone didn't read a book, they need to read this one, you know. I mean, they just put it right out here, and they tell people how they are doing and what's going to come, how it's going to be.
And he worked, remember, too, he worked with two main groups that were set up to change, alter American
culture. Was he a part of the Milner group?
No, he belonged to that, too, but he also belonged to the Macy group. They came from Vienna, the Vienna School of the deep thinkers, they called themselves, totally Marxist. But they brought over to the...
What was the name of the school again?
That one's the Vienna School.
Vienna School?
And the second one he belonged to was the Frankfurt School. And so members of the Frankfurt School ran off from Hitler. He was going to do them in two. And they joined up with the Vienna School that also came over to the States. And they formed the Macy Group. And the president, I think it was Truman at the time, gave them permission to go ahead and organize a new system that would transform the whole culture of America forever, because they said that the United Nations had gotten together and decided that the next country who might become totally fascist would be America.
And so Truman, is highly regarded, 33rd degree Mason. You know, I know because been there, done that. And but he let him come in and to set that sort of thing up.
Yes, he was paid by the U.S. taxpayer, and those groups were paid to transform the society and the culture of America forever. And what they decided was to use the Marxist technique, because the Marxists already were against marriage.
Was he a member of the Fabian Society?
Pardon?
Was he Fabian? Fabian Society?
He spoke at it, but I don't think he was a member. He was way above even them.
Yeah. He's in a league of his own, I imagine.
Yeah, one of his books was Education and the Good Life, his early books. You should read that one. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, Alan.
And thanks for calling. From Hamish and myself, Hamish is my dog, by the way, and myself from Ontario, Canada, is good night to me. A God or your God's go with you.
The next